Coming up, the New York Football Giants continue to add to their roster on day two. Cornerback Andrew Phillip. We dive in coming up next. Turn our attention over to Andrew Phillips. Let's talk about what he brings to the table, how the draft board unfolded as they worked their way towards pick number 70, and then we'll talk about day three. What's coming up here for the New York Football Giants and what will be next for them? Some interesting comments from Joe Shane and, well, mostly just Joe Shane. Brian Daboll, turns out he did not care about having a press conference whatsoever, but we will get into all of it coming up here in just one moment. All right, so as we flip it over to pick number 70 for the New York Football Giants, we let you know today's live edition of the One Giant Podcast is brought to you by Personam. Personam is, of course, an online cyber threat detection engine. Personam improves your vision into your network security environment and allows you to see cyber threats that other platforms and tools simply cannot do. Personam is always vigilant, always learning. Check it out today to avoid all those dangerous cyber threats. Here's a threat for you. The New York Football Giants are there on day two. We mentioned the run on cornerbacks. It doesn't quite go their way. Maybe if they're thinking about going in that direction at pick number 47. And then we work our way back towards pick number 70. And at this point, we get into, and by the way, you talk about reaching just very quickly here. The Giants pick at 47. A couple picks behind them is when Mike Sanristel goes. And that's a product out of Michigan that some people liked. 75th overall. So, you know, there's that reach range, right? Almost 30 picks. Now, to be clear, when the Giants come up on the board in round number three, it's a player they had a top 30 visit with out of Kentucky, Andrew Phillips. It's a player that we've talked about over the course of this offseason, really liking who he is as a player. He's 86th on the board, but you come up at 70, you really like it. And I'll ask you, do you think the combination at all with the run on cornerbacks that we saw on day two impacted the decision to go and get him right now? Because in my mind, this was not dissimilar to a fellow Kentucky alum, Wandale Robinson, where it was like, yeah, you may have him a little bit lower on your board, but we have him higher. And we actually think we're catching our player falling to us rather than reaching for one.
I do think the Giants thought that there would be more selections with the 47th pick to be able to get a corner. And then you immediately have to pivot from that and don't reach on someone with that pick. And so obviously that's how Tyler Newbin ends up being a Giant. The issue, Adam, is if you go past the 70th pick and you don't have a corner, you're starting to get into some strange territory where you're going to maybe have to take multiple flyers in the fifth and sixth round. And the Giants still have a ton of areas of need. Of I think because Joe Shane brought in Andrew Phillips for a top 30 visit, they were familiar with him. They're sitting there saying, is he going to be around when we pick again? Is he going to be there for the 107th pick? Probably not. So if we want him, now is the time to do it. Yes, could we trade back and get cute? Sure, maybe we'll pick up an additional pick. But guess what? We just sat there and waited in the second round, and we lost out on all of the corners. We need a corner. He is still there, and he's a guy that we've done our homework on. Let's go ahead and make the selection, set it and forget it, and bring a guy in that we're confident can compete day one.
Yeah, and so let's talk about him first and foremost, and then we'll break down the board here because there's a very good reason why the Giants took him when they did, even regardless of having him in for the visit. First of all, we understand, nice product here. We talk about coming out of Kentucky. You mentioned this the other day. It's like, are the Giants maybe trying to slowly build a bit of a pipeline through Kentucky? Well, this makes a second player coming out of Kentucky, obviously with Wandale Robinson going back two seasons ago for Joe Shane. 5'11", 190 pounds. Now, we didn't talk about this going into day number two. Joe Shane mentioned this in the press conference. Now, he said, most likely will start in the slot. Probably start on the inside, can also play on the outside, but you're looking at a guy that's going to primarily line up in the slot position here to start his career for the New York Football Giants. Again, not dissimilar to Newbin. Instinctual kind of player, seems to understand the game from an IQ level, and my premise here is that the Giants believe the mental acumen is what's actually going to help to make up for being just 190 pounds, right? Listed at 5'11", might be closer to 5'9", not entirely sure. But you like the baseline package you're getting with him. Unlike Newbin, zero interceptions in his collegiate career. And Joe Shane spoke to that saying, yeah, obviously you want to see him improve that, but it's more than just interceptions. And that's something I saw a lot of people point out on X. Oh, no interceptions. What is going to happen? Well, if you prevent receivers from catching passes, that is still an important part of playing defense. Yes, turnovers are great, but that's kind of the package that we like from Andrew Phillips coming in here.
Yeah, listen, Andrew Phillips, we talked about the familiarity with the coaching staff and the team. It just felt like a natural fit for the Giants here. They obviously needed cornerback help. He's got good size, Adam. Obviously, he's not necessarily the biggest guy in the draft. I think he's 5'11", 190 pounds, but he's big and he's sturdy and strong. You know, you hear Joe Shane and they asked him afterwards about drafting Andrew Phillips. And he said, where do you think he's going to sit, you know, start immediately? Are you going to put him on the outside with Deontay Banks? And he said, well, actually, it makes more sense to have Cordell Flott play outside and have Andrew Phillips kind of in that nickel, you know, up in the box type because of his size and physicality. So it's interesting already that they're saying the way that they're envisioning this is Deontay Banks and Cordell Flott on the outside. Andrew Phillips can kind of do it all, but because he is so sturdy and strong, he really does help out in the run game as well as against some of the bigger tight ends.
Big part of it is the run support, right? A willing guy to get his nose in there and help defend against that as well. So you talk about him coming off the edge. You can think about him in blitz packages too. Go back and watch the tape at Kentucky. Does a really nice job of hugging that edge, getting pressure on the quarterback, getting pressure on the running back on handoffs as well. Yeah. And, you know, listen, it's not a knock on Cordell Flott, but when he first came in, it was, well, because you want to line up at the inside, at the slot position based on who you had there. You had, obviously, Adoree Jackson. But then year over year, you do see him, and in a positive way, well, he's a little bit longer, he's a little bit leaner, he has a little bit of that quickness. Maybe we can put him on the outside. So versatility inside of Shane Bowen's defense matters here. But to your point, it looks like we're starting to understand who's going to start where and when, and you want that to be complementary while still having the opportunity. Hey, depending on matchups, guy gets kicked outside, you know, more length, more speed, more size on the slot, you can hopefully have these interchangeable pieces with Phillips and with Flott.
Yeah, and I just wanted to highlight, if there's a simple way and you're like, well, what's the 32nd that I'm at a family barbecue tomorrow and that someone asked me about Andrew Phillips? NFL Draft Buzz does a great job of doing a quick summary.
Yeah.
What they said about Andrew Phillips is Andrew Phillips flashes a toolkit ripe with pro caliber traits, twitchy athleticism, fluid hips, and a voracious appetite for run support. So he's got twitchy athleticism. He wants to put his head down, get into the box, and help the Giants in the run defense. I mean, what's not to like at the 70th pick, especially knowing how the board fell for them in the second round? This seems like a really good contingency plan for getting one of those top line guys in the second that didn't fall to them.
And let's be clear here too. You know, a lot of people even brought up too, said, oh, this is a fifth or sixth round pick that people were looking at. But if you go read the write-ups, he was a guy that was consistently rising throughout the draft process, the combine, the pro days, the visits. Like, he was a name that was ascending. Now, whether or not the Giants liked him more than some other teams, of course, that's always the nature of it. But this was not a sixth round pick that the Giants went out of their minds here and drafted in the third round. This was someone that had continually risen over the course of it. And oh, by the way, this is the other thing I want to get into here from a total draft perspective. So we know the Giants take Andrew Phillips at pick number 70. Now, there's another player that we want to talk about here when we get into day three, and that's going to be a falling cornerback who has not been even remotely sniffed around, it seems, by NFL teams. The next cornerback that comes off the board in the third round, I have to go all the way down to two players, one of which I did like, Elijah Jones out of Boston College. Guess what, though? 128 on the big board. Now, he was another name, 162, 185-pound, big-body guy. So he could be on the rise, too. But 128. Then you go down to another Jones in Jerrion, who's out of Florida State. He was a 235th prospect overall on ESPN's big board, 6 foot, buck 90. So if you think about the idea, that's it. Those are the two that go there in the draft. And then moving forward in terms of best available, we understand we're going to have this discussion in a moment about where that board lands. But just think about that. That's two other teams that need to and want to add cornerback talent, and they end up taking looks at players that maybe are back end fourth round talents, that are, you know, back end sixth round talents. The Giants took a player at 86. To your point, is he going to be there at 107? Fat chance. And are we going to want to have to spend, even if we like him a lot, a bunch of assets to get up there to get him if he was going to fall closer to the 80 to 90 range? No, we're here now. It's a player of value. And when you think about this secondary overall, I just think that, you know, you and I had this maybe flip-flopped about maybe it was going to be cornerback early. And then at 70, I said, oh, Jaden Hicks, if he's going to be there for you, right? You go get that player. but it makes a lot of sense to me. Like, after it's all settled, of course, it makes a lot of sense that the Giants said, we need multiple pieces in the defensive secondary. This is not solved yet. And as good as our defensive front is, and even though we add Brian Burns, if we don't bring in another couple of significant bodies, especially losing Xavier McKinney, we're going to find ourselves having a similar discussion. Boy, we're really good at the point of attack, but at the end of the games and crunch time, we end up giving up these big chunk plays that cost us.
Yeah, listen, Bleacher Report, quick synopsis from them. They gave an A on the Tyler Newbin pickup. Obviously was one of the top ranked safeties on most people's boards. After Xavier McKinney's departure, there's clearly an area of need there. You kind of like what you're seeing in the safety room now with Jalen Mills, Jason Pinnick, Dame Belton, and now Tyler Newbin. You feel like they really have solidified the back end of their secondary. Now, they give the Andrew Phillips draft grade a C, and they basically say, you know, he's raw and needs a lot of technical refinement, but his explosive traits can't be taught. So you're like, yeah, of course. Like, that's
Give me the baseline. I trust the coaching staff. You give me the baseline skills that I know I can build on. Excellent. You know what I can't coach up? Tight hips and a lack of fluidity, or someone that doesn't have instinctual play, right? Okay, he's a bit of a raw talent you want to refine, but he has all the baseline, right?
Yes, exactly. And listen, if you want to get fired up about Andrew Phillips being a Giant, we mentioned it at the top of the show, go to the New York Giants social media and watch the video of him getting drafted. Adam, I got choked up, man. I cannot tell a lie. Andrew Phillips is sitting with his family wearing sunglasses, and you can hear that they turn the TV up, and he knows that his name is about to be called. And you can just see it. He doesn't even move, but you can feel that he is overcome with emotion. And when they call his name, his whole entire family is going nuts. And you have Andrew Phillips just sitting there, stone cold. He puts his head down for a second. He puts it back up. And you could see that, like, he doesn't know what to do with his body. Like, everything that he has worked for has come to this moment. You want a guy that is a freak athlete, that has that instinctual, like, I just want to run through a brick wall for whoever ends up picking me. I got really excited seeing that. Some people may say, well, Andy, that doesn't mean anything on the field. It does to me. This guy cares. The Giants vetted him out. He's got the athleticism. Now it's on the coaching staff to be able to coach the most out of him. I like both of these picks. They were areas of need for the Giants, especially with Adoree Jackson and Xavier McKinney going out. They at least addressed two parts of the defense while addressing the wide receiver room in round one.
We dive in coming up next.